Hello world and welcome to the Great Southern Stand on Friday, the 5th of November, 2010. Today we have all three panelists on the air today. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
That's
Hello.
All.
Stop.
Hello, Alison.
Hello.
Don't snap your fingers at Steve.
Oh, he snapped at me.
That's nasty. Right, now, today we have three particular stories for you.
Yes.
And the first one is going to be told by a little storyteller I like to call Steve.
That's
Steve,
right.
Take it away.
I'm a storyteller now. Yes. Okay, great. Good, good, good. Well, this is actually a very important topic, near and dear to my heart. As you know, I am an incredibly hard man with no real emotions. I like to suppress all emotions. And one of the things that I hate most in the world is being called cute. Yes, yes. And it happens. It happens. My girlfriend does it to me all the time. Just the other night, my girlfriend was feeling a bit sick, and she came out to the lounge room to where I was working, in dire need of sympathy, you know, which I delivered. Blah, blah. That was fine. And asked if there was anything else I could do, and she said, no, no, not really. So I looked around for something else I could do, and I noticed that immediately that she wasn't wearing pants. Truth be told, that is the first thing I noticed. The first thing I noticed was she wasn't wearing pants. So I asked, do you want my pants? Because they're all warm and everything. To me, this seems logical, straightforward. I offer my pants because they're warm, but she insisted on calling it cute. And I think that's absolutely appalling.
That's pretty disgusting.
Yes, absolutely. It's not cute.
It's not
cute.
It's ridiculous. In the least.
Well, you see, that is actually the point that I brought up. I thought, no, that's not cute. It's just stupid. Don't call me cute because I'm thick. But my question is there anything that you have done which you thought was straightforward and logical and your other half has...
I think Ali has a comment on this. Just before she does, I just want to confirm.
Right.
So what was exactly cute? What was it that was cute?
I offered her my pants because
she said
thought
that's
her legs
cute.
Might be cold.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. That's very cute of you. Okay, go ahead.
It's not!
I didn't have any.
What?
I didn't have a comment.
Never?
That was an involuntary twitch.
You just flailed.
Very cute.
She's a flailer.
Yeah.
You think flailing is cute?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, he thinks anyone player. That hangs around is cute.
Right, I see.
Anyone that stays longer than 5 minutes is cute.
That's nasty.
You're going to click for that one. James going to snap at you. He's going to snap at you.
That's right.
Great.
No, I definitely think that involuntary physical gestures, because people are very concerned about embarrassing themselves in public.
Right.
And for someone to suddenly get a, you know, maybe a head twitch and something, or a fly, and it's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not cute, though.
It's not
That's
cute.
Just bizarre.
It's disgusting.
A random flail is disgusting.
Yeah,
you
I
seem
like
to think
it.
A great many things are disgusting,
Ellie. My mum's got a nervous twitch.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't hack it. I tell her to stop it, and she can't help it. But
what is it? Is this like a little eye twitchy thing?
No, it's her nose. She'll go...
Like Sabrina. Oh. Little snorty twitches. Right.
But yeah, okay. And it, okay. I just want to punch her in the head. I'm like, stop it?
That is a pretty gross one. I think it's a bit grosser than sort of waving your hand from time to time. Anyway, all right. Ali,
please.
Okay. Taking the second round today.
I had a story, and I've in the last few seconds, I've scratched that story, and
I'm
going to go
it.
With something else.
Oh, I see. Good, good, good. What do you got?
I was in the supermarket with James a couple of days ago.
Oh, yes.
And, we were in the dairy aisle, and I was reading nutritional values on...
Excuse me, I need to interject at this moment. We were not in the dairy aisle. We were in the beauty goods aisle.
No, we weren't.
Which also had toilet paper. I was doing the toilet paper thing, and you were doing the beauty goods thing. Anyway, continue.
I was reading the nutritional values of a dairy product, apparently
in the beauty,
beauty aisle.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes. Facial cream, no doubt.
Because, you know, we have to watch our weight and be healthy.
Yes.
And James being vegan, I like to know what he can and can't eat.
Oh, right.
And I get this. And I look up and I'm like, did you just snap your fingers at me in the supermarket in front of people?
Right, right.
People looked. looked.
Right.
People looked, Steve.
They would.
Men turned around and went, who the hell is this asshole that thinks he can snap his fingers and tell this girl what to do?
See, I think you might have misrepresented that. I think they were looking on in envy, going, wow, look yes, at the control definitely. He's got.
No.
My God, this man is the greatest girlfriend
Steve,
trainer in the world.
I can
he
tell
snaps
you,
for her attention.
I can tell you right now that they yep. did not envy James.
No.
Because James got, James got told off in the supermarket.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I want to know, have you done something to your girlfriend
right.
that was just severely inappropriate and wrong on so many levels?
Every day. Every day. Good God. We have to get my girl on the show sometime. She can give you a horror story list of the things I do to embarrass her in public. I'm terrible. She does not take me shopping anymore because she can't. I am too embarrassing.
Oh.
I will dance
what
around and sing little songs.
I will go,
ooh, chocolate, you like chocolate? And I'll grab like five blocks of chocolate and go, there, she likes
Steve?
That. I'm
Steve?
A good shopper.
That you know, sounds it's... like fun. If you take James shopping,
right.
he'll be like, yep, let's go shopping. He'll be all keen for it. We'll get
right.
there.
Right.
We'll take three steps into the shopping, into the shopping centre. Right. And you'll be like, oh, my God, I need to sit down. I feel sick. Oh, my God, I'm going to be sick.
All the
oh,
meat.
I'm going to be sick.
All the meat.
Oh, my God. I'm going to... Oh, my God. I'm
it's
so sorry.
True.
Oh, I'm sweating. Oh, oh.
What happened
time.
To me?
I felt bad from the first couple of times, but now I know
not
that
anymore.
It's subconscious.
Right, right.
It's psychological.
He can sense all these animals over behind the little deli counter going,
no,
James!
In department
James!
Stores. No, there's no
lamb.
Meat. There's
I'm
no
okay
meat.
In the supermarket.
No,
it's,
right.
department
it's not the
stores.
Supermarket.
Oh, department
and I'll tell you exactly what it is.
The right.
problem with it is,
yep.
is that when a woman shops in a department store, she walks in not planning to buy one single thing.
Right.
Oh, no.
And
right.
I can't
no.
handle that.
I plan to yes. buy plenty of things. I just don't
yes.
because
and
I
it's
realize...
Like, where should we start? And it's this plethora of wonderful little things to go and look at, and it's boring as hell for
I
me.
Do agree with that. I don't just consider it a female thing, though. I have male friends who will meander around a
right.
shop, and I can't stand that. I'm in there, I've got my list of three or four things that I need, and I will get them and leave.
I... just want to point out that I
right.
think that this has been ingrained in James from an early age.
Right.
We have a plan. We have a written plan. And we get to the store. We take three steps inside Steve and
right.
it starts. Oh, my God.
Look at that. The time is moving on. We need to end that story. Next.
All right. Your turn.
Now,
your turn.
I'm sure that all of you, or a lot of people out there, have heard about this man. His name is Jeremy Wade. He's an angler, and he's from the UK. And he has caught one of the world's biggest, what they're calling a piranha. The look of this fish, it's just very, very impressive. You look at it face on, and it's got these huge, massive jaws with big teeth, and it looks ferocious, and it's like... You think, wow, man, that dude's crazy catching that fish. But you turn the fish on the side, and the thing looks as goofy as anything. It's got these big, fat lips that kind of poke out, and these bubbly eyes, and this greeny, yellowy skin that's just kind of like, oh, I'm not feeling very well.
Ali's doing a great impression behind your back. I think we should get a photo of that.
Picture of Ali.
Yeah, we'll get a photo of Ali being the fish and put it next to the fish.
That's a one-time deal, man.
So, come on.
This fish looks...
Yeah.
Very goofy, not ferocious
right.
at all, but you turn him front on and he looks ferocious.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you look up the picture a bit and you notice the guy holding him. And from what I'm seeing, the man that's holding the fish looks like the fish. You know how some dog owners
right. yes,
look,
you look like
their
your
dog?
Pet. Yes.
Yeah, this
yes.
guy looks like this fish he's caught.
Right.
So what I'm thinking is like this guy's going out and he's found his mythical... Not mythical, it's an actual animal, isn't it? But it
his
looks like a
bestial doppelganger.
His bestial doppelganger.
Yeah.
So, what would yours be?
My what?
Your bestial doppelganger. I have a suggestion of what it might be.
A sloth? A cat. Cats are great. They are insane, they're anarchistic, and they don't give a toss about anyone. Plus, they get pampered and looked after all day, every
cats
day.
Cats can hop a
Sounds
fence.
Sounds pretty good to me. That's true.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
Okay, screw you. What's your idea, vegan boy?
I think you'd be a rabbit.
No, he wouldn't be a rabbit.
I think you're a rabbit.
No, he's not that cute.
All right, smart ass. Smarty pants. What's your animal doppelganger? A snake, a ferret.
Ferret.
An amoeba.
Yeah, you are a ferret.
A ferret.
Do you ferret?
Or a meerkat.
Alison just did a beautiful impression of a meerkat. So, from Alison the meerkat, Steve the rabbit, and myself, we are going to bid you farewell at that point. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow is the full week's worth of shows for those who missed out on anything in between. And on Sunday, of course, is the music show. It's Steve's music show. He's kicked me off of my James's pick.
That's right.
He no longer accepts them. I knew it would happen.
You shouldn't have played country.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.